my sovereignty, my well-being. It sounds like something that old people talk about over a cup of Earl Grey and scones. I mean, what would a 13-year-old young lad like myself know about sovereignty and well-being? Pretty much nothing. So, being the avid tea drinker that I am, I thought I'd better find out. When I think of sovereignty, I think of flags flying high, marches, protesters, waitangi. I think of tino rangatiratanga. It's something I've heard of on a marae, but I've never really connected it to myself nor my well-being. I thought tino rangatiratanga was about being really old or something. Finding out that tino rangatiratanga was about being in control of your own culture, your own aspirations, and your own destiny was something quite exciting. So to take this to another level, I started to think about my sovereignty and my well-being and what my life would look like if I was to live by this on a day-to-day basis. So imagine for a minute, I could totally control my whole day. My day starts at 7 a.m. with an obnoxious alarm. My alarm will go off. Dirt, 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 the sound of my alarm. But wait. My sovereignty, my well-being. So what the heck? I'd turn off my alarm and decide to add a few extra hours of zeds to my day. I then rise at a leisurely time of 10 o'clock, just because I can. Now, there will be no Weet-Bix and hot milk passing these lips. Breakfast definitely consists of a NYC Benedict bagel combo with an extra hash brown, because I'm a big fella, as you can clearly see. Now, today is a school day, but being in control of my own well-being, I head off to the basketball court to develop my skills in preparation for my inevitable future basketball career in the NBA. I visualize raining threes over Steph Curry, breaking Kevin Durant's ankles, and swatting Draymond Green's ball right into the crowd. Now, I must admit, this whole sovereignty thing is really cool. I get to choose what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it. Now, this all sounds like fun and games, and yes, we are the creators of our own destiny, but in reality, I'm just a 13-year-old kid and still need a little guidance from the people around me to be the best that I can be. We all have people in our lives that are there to help shape and control who we will be in the future. Whether it's your whānau, a teacher, or a friend, we need to surround ourselves with those people, and that's going to bring out the best in us. Waking up at 10 o'clock when half the day's almost over? Such a waste. I read something the other day. It said, it's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. So deciding to turn that alarm off and going back to sleep could mean you miss the bus, you miss class, you miss an opportunity to learn, and your future destiny is taking shape right before your eyes. When I talk about my well-being, I talk about being comfortable, healthy, and happy. Having sovereignty over those things is really easy when you think about it. It's about making good choices about what you do, how you live, and how you look after yourself. Sovereignty and well-being relates to you, you, and yes, you. You can have total control over your destiny. A wise man once said, "You cannot control the wind, but you can direct the sail." Which way are we directing ourselves to ensure that the wind is taking us in the right direction? If we truly want to have total control over our destiny and reach our full potential, we need to take a long, hard look at the man in the mirror and ask ourselves, are we being the best that we can be? We need to be vigilant when we are confronted with the pressures of life and make decisions that keep us on the right path. These are the best years of our lives, where we begin to shape and control who we will be in the future. You don't have to live the same story as everyone else. You are the author of your own novel. How each chapter unfolds is all up to you, your sovereignty, your well-being. Kia ora.